of adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Dad. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
L.L. Disco Tape. So many flashy lights you don't even have to hear.
Heyo to all who have come to this podcast, welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven. Pip, pip, I'm Ryan. And with new episodes coming out every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass to this podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get a podcast from. Simply search for Obscure Disney Podcast or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com. Legitimately the worst British accent in history right there, right?
Spot.
That was not practically perfect.
It was not.
Not even close. Totally
but,
off.
But you were still better than Bert in the original movie. So
oh,
congratulations.
Shut up. Wow. Without any editing. Go figure.
Well, if you couldn't catch the very heavy-handed hint we're sending your way, we're going to be talking about Mary Poppins and her return,
right.
Y'all.
It's a spoiler-free episode, so if you haven't seen it, because it just came out today, right?
Basically.
Yesterday. So it's you probably haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
So these are our... basically our thoughts of what we saw in the previews.
Yeah. We will do our best to make sure that you are well equipped for a Mary Poppins return.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. But we did see it. We just got back. Going into the movie, I was expecting an A+ to an A++ show.
Ooh.
You were all the way down to a B- is where I put your grade.
Mm-hmm.
And so now tell me, what was your grade of the movie?
I would probably give it a B-.
You hit a spot on.
I did.
Oh, how British of you.
I know. Spit spot on.
Spit spot. B what, minus, okay.
What about you? Are you still A++ing?
Not even close.
Oh, no.
It's in the Bs.
Yeah.
B. A good solid B.
Yeah. So, truth be told, we avoid previews like the plague. Because I like to go into a movie without any preconceived notions and really enjoy it moment to moment without waiting mm-hmm. for a certain person or a scene or a character to show up. I just want to enjoy it for what it is.
Right. Yeah.
They don't like to let you do that anymore.
No. And if you are paying $20 a ticket to go to a movie, you better best know that you want to see that movie.
Sure.
So
yeah,
if that's the case, we don't. So
yeah, no,
that kind of money.
I just find it more entertaining to legitimately get to be surprised by films.
Right.
So we made it a point not to see a lot of previews for Mary Poppins. Anytime they were on TV, we were covering our eyes and, you know, it was just, it's a hassle these days to avoid previews.
Oh, it's so difficult. They insult you.
Yeah.
You'll just be watching YouTube and up it pops.
Yeah.
Right in your face.
Quite legitimately, there is a very late film surprise entrance that was ruined for me in a preview.
Oh,
and
really?
I said, why would you put that in a preview? I was so mad because it's exactly what you wanted to see, but still,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
So,
and then there's so many reviews and critics as well that will see things in movies and each one of them wants their own little take on it. But the movie's only, you know, a movie's only 2 hours long.
Yeah.
So there's only so much you can have your own special take before you've given away the entire movie.
Right. So. And it is 2 hours long. Mary Poppins Returns.
That is true.
So
it was.
The original film was a little long itself.
Yeah.
So it's not out of the realm of possibility for this one to be long also. But that being said, smaller children probably won't sit through this.
Didn't sit through this.
Well, we won't get into our movie theater drama, but let me just say.
Won't we?
I don't hate children. I hate parents that don't know how to parent.
Yeah.
So I understand it's a kids movie and kids are going to have fun. And I love that kids get engaged with film and enjoy. However,
literally, y'all, they were taking flash photography in the movie
of their kids
and posting
it
on Instagram
during
the movie 6 times.
Yeah.
Count it 6. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And
completely inappropriate.
Yeah.
Parents, please parent. It's your job.
Yeah.
You've reproduced. Now take care of them.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Can't you Instagram the photo in front of the display outside of the theater or something? Like in the middle of the movie theater.
Ugh.
Unbelievable.
But I did have a couple wants going in.
Mm-hmm.
And my number one want...
To go fly a kite.
That too.
Let's go fly a kite.
Don't expect that. It's not in the movie. No, my number one want was that they were going to use the special little song that was at the beginning of the original. And I thought it would be a perfect callback. And those of us that have seen it know what I'm talking about. It's like... winds from the east, mist rolling in, like something is brewing about to begin. And I thought, this is a perfect start for the next movie.
It would have.
Knowing now that it's been 54 years
yeah.
since the original Mary Poppins came out,
yeah.
it would have been a really fun wink and a nod to what originally happened.
It would have full out made me bust into tears, and yeah. I haven't even seen the original.
So that's I thought I'm that would have been great. Yeah, you're not 54.
Just kidding. Nobody
yet.
is.
you're getting close.
28.
Uh-huh. So I thought that would be great. While in the film, they do have musical callbacks. Like, they're never sung, but there are little underscores. Of original Mary Poppins songs.
Yeah.
You are not going to run into any of the original songs in this
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, it was a brand new soundtrack for yeah. the entire show.
What did you think of the music?
Well, it was interesting because yesterday they had a pre-showing edition in a lot of theaters.
Oh.
And they were giving out acrylic pens and a copy of the soundtrack.
Okay.
If you went to yesterday's, but it was a full price $20 ticket showing for that. And so we're like, no, we'll wait a day.
Yeah. I don't mind waiting.
For that. So yeah. the music was fine enough. It was good. It was fine. It was very Mary Poppins-esque, I think, of sorts, kind of. But it's kind of the, you know, it's a little bit slow, right? The movie, it's just a little bit slow.
See,
it's
very. I felt different. I felt it was rushed and things were crammed in. And
well, there are 22 songs that they fit into that show.
And that was my problem. There were so many songs, and I love me a musical.
Yeah.
Sit me down in front of Les Mis and I can watch the whole thing.
Truly. And like, yeah.
But the problem with these songs is that, A, there are so many in this little 2-hour period, and B, a lot of them are fairly similar. They start rather slow and then build and build and build and build,
yeah.
which is kind of what they did in the original. But I feel like it made these songs a little less memorable. And I felt like the words were harder to understand than in the original.
Oh, that is absolutely true.
I had a little bit of trouble following the lyrics of some of the songs. So I think as much as I love a good musical,
yeah.
and some of the songs I thought were wonderful.
Yeah.
Overall, I feel like they probably could have cut out a few and given us a little bit more meat on the bones of the story versus another musical number. What did you think?
Yeah, well, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have been okay with that for sure. Everything that Emily Blunt does on screen, absolutely love.
Oh, she steals it.
Right?
Literally. And she can't steal it because it's her movie, but Mary Poppins is the star of this show. No one can take it from her. She
yeah.
owns that entire movie.
But anytime they showed anything other than her, I was like, oh, enough of you. Can't we go back to Miss Emily Blunt?
Where's Mary Poppins during all of this?
Right? She's so fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, I want nothing but her on screen.
Yeah, I thought she was practically perfect. I mean, she was just great the whole time.
Yeah.
And yeah. you mentioned before that they asked Julie Andrews if she was going to be in it, and she said, no, I want this to be Emily's movie, right? Mm-hmm. And I think Emily Blunt, who plays Mary Poppins, obviously just killed it. She was 100% deep in the character, and the character is exactly who you think she is.
Right.
The only other problem that I had with this film, and I think we've mentioned it before, is P.L. Travers originally was very persnickety about her characters, right?
Uh-huh.
We've had discussions about P.L. Travers.
Uh-huh.
Her main complaint was that Disney made her too frivolous and pointless and too, oh, spoonful of sugar will make everything better. And P.L. Travers wrote her character apparently to be much more strict and to help teach the children you have to do things on your own. They aren't going to magically do themselves.
Yep.
And they waited very patiently for her to die to bring out this next movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like if P.L. Travers saw this movie, she would be livid.
Really?
I feel like it is 100% not the character P.L. Travers has in mind. She didn't like that they made her prance around and sing and say, everything's going to be fine, just relax, be a child, you know? That is not what P.L. Travers wanted Mary Poppins to be.
Right.
And I feel like with the character in this Returns movie and with all of the animation that's in this movie, P.L. Travers is probably rolling over in her grave about Mary Poppins Returns, I think.
Yeah, it was a great conversion into live action. I just loved... Nah, just kidding. Just kidding. That's not true.
No. But do you think that I'm overreacting, or do you?
No, they were definitely true. I will. You know, I'm trying not to spoil things, and so I'm not going to say why I think you're right.
But... just know that I am, everyone. I'm right.
It's true. But I do have to say, though, Emily Blunt, she hit that accent perfectly. It's like...
it's like she's not even American.
Really? I don't know how she did it so well.
No, yeah, she was great. And honestly, visually, the movie is beautiful.
Oh, absolutely true. It's a period piece of which we absolutely love. Yeah. Who doesn't love that? Living in a time period where they walk around and light all the light, the street
lamps. It's a very romantic London time that probably didn't even really exist. It's a movie made up London period where, completely. Like, you know, but they do, I think the funniest thing, and this isn't really a spoiler because it's the very beginning of the movie, the guy that's lighting the lamps is singing a song about how great it is to look up at the skies of London.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then they pan up and it's just a gray, gross industrial cloud hanging over London. And I'm like, oh, the irony.
Right?
But that's visually what I find super interesting about it, is that when dealing with reality, the movie becomes very desaturated, almost a black and white, very gray.
Mm-hmm.
And then when dealing with matters of Mary Poppins, everything just has an electric color to it.
Yeah, it does. It does completely. I do have to say that, like, based on what I know of the original show, I've probably seen about half of it or more.
Oh, is that all?
I didn't remember at all, like, the guy lighting off his cannons. Or
yeah, you know, Admiral Boone.
Completely did not even remember or know that that was part of the original movie.
Sure.
So, like... I may not be the best of the critics, but I have to say that, you know, this one, the movie that just came out, and the one that was original, and then the stage play is by far my favorite edition.
Oh.
And I cannot believe how much I love that show. I think the stage play hits it
perfectly. I think it's a little unnatural. Like, you, like, were obsessed with that from the second we saw it. I was like, I didn't think you would latch on to the Mary Poppins musical as hard as you did. I can't
quite figure out why.
Yeah.
like, it's absolutely incredible how, I think the music in it is incredibly fun. Like, they give Expialidocious Supercalifragilistic, they give it its own song,
right?
Which it feels like it absolutely needs its own song, and so sure. They were able to do that in the play, and the dance number that they use in the play makes it freaking fantastic.
Sure.
And then to see all of the special effects that they are able to do on stage makes it incredibly fun.
Theater magic,
but it's just
really
a
important.
Really fun version of the show. It's very upbeat, it's very fast moving, there's lots of choreography that just fits perfectly. Even though this one, because there are slow panning shots across sidewalks, you know, that you see in the original movie, you see that a lot, those slow panning to me, I mean, they put you in the mood, but you know, it's a different mood than you see when you're seeing the show.
I feel like this movie was almost afraid to be quiet and still. Like, there weren't a lot of pauses in what was going on. It kind of, once Mary Poppins gets there especially, it is just kind of frantic paced, I felt like. And there were no moments of them just walking and talking. It's always up and up and up and up and up, which is fun. It's a kid's movie and it's a Disney movie and all those kind of things. But not to quote P.L. Travers again, but the original was forced to have a little bit of gravitas to it. And it was a bit more serious at points. And Mary Poppins wasn't always a spoonful of sugar. She had moments where she said, I have to be serious here. Let's talk serious. You know? And I feel like this one is definitely more Disney-fied. It's definitely more magic and sparkles and
yeah,
if you just believe type stuff.
So a couple of questions. Are you going to buy the soundtrack?
I might pick and choose some songs. I enjoyed a couple of the songs. I don't think I would buy the whole thing. I think there are a couple that I think are amazing, and very much like the movie, there are a couple sequences that I find extremely impressive.
Yeah.
But like I said, I won't listen to all 22 of those songs again. It's a bit much.
Would you buy the DVD version so that you can watch it again or watch the behind the scenes making of it?
I will always, always watch behind the scenes stuff.
Without question, no matter what.
And this one especially, because we all know that in the original, it was very groundbreaking with the characters and the animation and,
right,
you know, blue screen. They called them soda screens back then or whatever. But
oh, did they? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it was very revolutionary. I don't think that this film was necessarily technically revolutionary.
Probably not. Maybe not.
But the visuals were over the top impressive, I think.
Okay.
Do you not?
Yeah, they probably were. Yeah, oh. No. And, you know, I'll go along. If you buy it, I'll watch it.
Why not? If I force you to sit down and watch it.
Third one would be, we've already reserved tickets for Christmas. Yes. To go see it again on Christmas.
Yes.
Are we going to go see it again on Christmas, or are you going to cancel that reservation?
No, I would say it's definitely, I don't mind seeing it again.
Maybe without all the children in front of us?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe with some more well-behaved children in the theater. But
you're taking me, so no guarantee.
Right. I'll have to tell you to sit down 37 times.
I legitimately took off my shoe to throw to the kid, and Ryan was furious.
And
I was kidding. He
was totally kidding. But kids are kids, and you don't blame children for being children.
Oh, you misunderstood. I was going to throw it at the parents.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Yeah.
Kids are going to be movie kids on opening day.
Smacking a kid with a shoe.
That's newsworthy. We didn't make the news over that.
So, you know, I definitely think it's worth seeing.
Yeah.
And I think visually it's worth looking at twice. I don't have a problem with that at all. But since you didn't see the original film,
yeah,
you wouldn't know this. But it is almost a beat-for-beat remake of the original, which I have major problems with when it comes to sequels.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll take, for example, I really enjoyed the Pitch Perfect movie. The original Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
Amazing movie. Totally out of the box. Crazy. Caught me off guard numerous times. It was amazing.
Completely agree.
Pitch Perfect 2 comes out, and everyone's excited because the first one was so unusual and fun to watch.
Right.
It is a beat-for-beat remake of the original. They go through the same emotional things. They do almost identical scenes, but with like different colors. And I feel like this Mary Poppins does the exact same thing with the original. Mm.
At least they put 54 years between the two.
Sure.
Unlike Pitch Perfect, which put 54 minutes between the two. So
yeah.
At least they did that. But
this one is definitely far more energetic
than the original.
So if your children haven't been introduced to Mary Poppins yet, this one is definitely far more energetic, far more now than the original. So if they watch this one and want to go back and watch the original, they're going to get very bored because the original is not nearly as frantic as this one is.
Mm-hmm.
So they did do some improvements and made it definitely a lot more lively, which I think is great.
Yeah.
But I do have issue when they say, let's do this scene because we did it in the original.
Right.
We need a scene that looks like this because it was in the original.
Yep.
And it is a sequel, so you have to pay homage to the original. But it's also, like you said, 54 years. You can do something different with Mary.
Yeah, you totally could. You could, and it was also set, I think, it's also set slightly differently, where you have two generations of kids,
right,
which could have completely given it two completely different storylines that they could have maybe played off a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
I'm not saying it's bad by any stretch of the imagination.
Was it worth $130 million that Disney spent on it?
Hey, some of that animation in there is worth it.
Oh, absolutely. Disney can't make a movie for less than $130 million, even if they tried. Like, they don't have the the latitude to do so anymore, I don't think. You know, maybe they'll be able to do it under one of their other labels that they now own or something. Maybe that'd be possible. But critics are giving it a 76%, you said.
Right.
Do you think that, but more importantly, I guess, the audiences are giving it a 63%?
And I think that's fair. That's unfortunately.
That's about where you put it on a score from 1 to 100.
Yeah. It's not the greatest movie I've seen all year, but it's definitely not the worst. And I definitely think it holds some Disney magic and is fun to watch, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was fun.
So
we'll see it again on Christmas.
And right. We'll give you another review after
if
that.
If we can focus more on the kids.
So are you giving it an A++ now? What score are you going to take it to?
Oh, did I not give my score? No.
You said it was in the B range.
In the a B.
A B.
Yeah, sure. It's a B.
Ooh!
It's just... No, and it, you know, again, Emily Blunt, I'll give an A++.
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's, again, the problem is that you go in with really, really high hopes, and they can never really deliver on what you expect it to be.
Well, since really I have no hopes. Expectation, I just wanted it to be absolutely phenomenal.
Right.
But I had I didn't care what they did to make it phenomenal. You have free reign to do whatever you want to make it phenomenal.
There you go.
I was going to say.
Just make it phenomenal. Right. Isn't that a good, like, it's good advice for making anything.
Right.
Whatever you're doing, make it phenomenal.
Don't care how you get there. Just get there some way.
Right. But it's like I always say, it's either today or never. We'll see. Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.